the creativity and commerce crossroads. Innovation must build ideas at the crossroads of creativity and commerce, according to Mark Payne, founder of the innovation company Fahrenheit 212. The failure rates of most innovations are absurdly high, culminating in unicorns, visions that are lovely to think about, but only doable and profitable in some imaginary world. What is needed is a money and magic approach, sometimes called how and wow. That's where the ideas people and the commercial people work together from the off to solve both a big customer problem and a big business problem in one bold move. What goes into an innovation process is always dozens of initiatives competing for resources. By the midpoint, nearly all solve a customer need, but they should only be implemented if they also solve a business need for the company. So the moral is, don't suspend commercial questions early in the process. This two-sided thinking, customer need and company need, must be present from day one, because the best results appear at the crossroads of these two requirements. Another crossroads comes at the intersection of near-term ROI, return on investment, low risk tolerance, big growth goals, and tight resource constraints. Big doesn't always have to mean risky, slow, and expensive. So don't buy into the myth that creativity is most effective when it's unencumbered by practical imperatives. It's simply not true. Smart strategy warning. Creativity in isolation does not form the basis of a decent innovation strategy. It has to be applied to a true commercial need. So having random ideas without understanding the real commercial issues doesn't get you anywhere. For a truly effective innovation approach, get the practical people working at the beginning with the ideas people. This will save you generating scores of idealistic concepts that can't be executed.